Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
So as we all learn each day how to adapt and adjust to what's going on around us with the coronavirus situation, we continue to look at how different sectors of agriculture are dealing with it. And to talk about the dairy industry, we're very happy to have with us the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, Jim Mulhern. Jim, good to talk with you again. Can give us an update on how the dairy industry is dealing with this situation.
Well, thanks, Mike, and it's good to be with you this morning. The dairy industry, like all every part of the country and the U.S. economy and, frankly, the world's economy, is struggling to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak and implications from both a public health standpoint and an economic standpoint. Those are going to be the challenges. You know, for dairy, we have issues along the entire supply chain from the farm right through to retail. And the issues there are supply chain, making sure that product is there. The good news is that dairy cows are producing milk 24/7. Cows are being milked. That milk is going to market. Product's being manufactured. There are no issues with getting product, through the manufacturing process and to stores at this point, other than we saw the run this weekend on the dairy section and virtually every other section of grocery stores throughout the country. So this is going to have impact. It is going to be with us for a while. We're trying to prepare to deal with those impacts. So far, in terms of supply, no issues. But again, we have, labor issues we're going to have to be watching for the health of our workers, our families, all along that supply chain. So it's certainly one that is a cause for concern for everybody in the country and the world, frankly.
Yeah, the supply chain is the key. And the old saying, I think, applies, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and there's so many links in that supply chain, and if you start having workers that can't be at work, that certainly threatens that supply chain.
It does indeed, and that's really the issue. And you can look at this at every point in that continuum, Mike, from the farm right on through to retail, and these are all issues that we're mapping out and looking at and talking to federal agencies to ensure that any steps taken by the federal government don't, disrupt that supply chain. In fact, we need steps to maintain a smooth flow through the supply chain. But this is going to be a challenge for us for a while. We're hopeful that we can minimize any of those impacts, keep milk flowing, keep it delivered to stores. You know, demand, I think, is probably going to be up in terms of home use because people are going to be more in the home. So retail, getting milk and dairy products to the stores is going to be important to keep them stocked. Food service, we could see some negative impact as restaurants throughout the country, close or curtail hours or minimize crowds in there or go to, carry out only. Food service is an area we could expect to see impact. So this is going to be one that's going to affect dairy, and we're going to have to deal with this for some time.
Sometimes during emergencies or a crisis, decisions get made that seem like they're good at the time, but can have long-lasting impacts, sometimes negative impacts. I'm sure you're talking with administration officials and members of Congress about, when you enact something or you take steps, make sure, that there aren't unintended consequences or try to avoid some areas of concern, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Mike. And we're, in a good position here at National Milk Producers Federation from the standpoint that our general counsel, Clay Detlefson, is the chairman of the U.S. government's Food and Agriculture Sector Coordinating Council, which is one of there are 16 critical infrastructure sectors that are overseen by the Department of Homeland Security. And Clay has been chairman of that group for many years. He works with all of the federal agencies involved in this, and for us, that's everything from the White House through USDA, Food and Drug Administration, Environmental Protection Agency, FEMA, the Emergency Management Agency, Homeland Security, and others, trying to coordinate a federal response. And the point you made in your question is spot on. You want to make sure the decisions you make don't have negative, harmful, unintended consequences. And you've got to balance public health here with the need to keep food moving through the system and delivered to stores. So this group is working very closely through all the federal agencies and with the food and agriculture community to make sure that we're covering those issues and addressing them effectively.
So even though there may be some spot shortages at your local grocery store, depending on, you know, that particular situation, overall, the dairy supply chain is still open and running well?
The dairy supply chain is open, is running well. We have not seen major impacts yet. Obviously, you know, we're watching this very closely. And the, you know, one of the concerns certainly is that the processing sector, if, you know, if we have worker illnesses, you know, that could cut back shifts. And then you have knockoff effects there of the inability to process as much product. We're fully expecting to have negative impact from this coronavirus situation on our industry. There's no question about that. And what we need to do here in the near term is anticipate those challenges and make sure that we put policies and programs in place to try to deal with them. Can't predict them all. We don't know yet. But we are working hand in glove with the federal agencies and in ongoing contact with members of Congress to let them know what we're seeing in the country with respect to the milk supply and the need, you know, the potential need down the road for policies to address these problems.
All right, Jim, good to talk with you. Thank you for the update. Stay safe. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. So the good news on the food side, we have the food, we have the supply. The challenge is going to be to keep that supply chain open and moving, and that may become more of a challenge moving forward, depending on the health situation of the workers that are involved in that supply chain. So again, we all have to work together, take care of each other, be mindful of each other and each other's needs, and working together, we'll get through this. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll continue tomorrow to take a look at the impact of COVID-19 and what's being done to deal with it now and into the future. Stay with us each day right here on AOA. Stay safe, everyone.